This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 11th of July. Durham took less than half an hour to complete victory over Derbyshire on the final day at Chesterley Street, resuming on 181 for 7 in pursuit of 472. The visitors lasted just 16 balls as they were all out for 192. Chris Rushworth took one of the wickets to fall to give his maiden 10-wicket match haul, while Ben Stokes took the other two to finish with 4 for 62. Warwickshire kept their slim hopes of retaining their title alive by prevailing in a battling run chase against Middlesex. Set 110 to win in the fourth innings, they soon found themselves 5 for 2 and 21 for 3. However, Tim Ambrose hit a crucial 47 as they eventually won by 5 wickets. Middlesex had earlier prolonged their second innings to 286 from its overnight 147 for 5. Adam Burgess reached 51 before being 8th man out, while there were contributions from most of the lower order. There was a farewell century from Ricky Ponting as he ended his first-class career in style at the Oval, ending on 169 not out to give him a career tally of 24,150 runs, an average of 55.9. His innings helped Surrey to ease to a draw against Nottinghamshire, who take 10 points to Surrey's 5 from the fixture. Lancashire moved ahead of Northamptonshire by a single point at the top of Division 2, completing victory over them by 8 wickets at Wantage Road. They lost 2 early wickets in their run chase of 110, but Andrea Agathangelou and Lewis Rees saw them home. Simon Kerrigan early ensured that Northamptonshire's low order didn't do its familiar rescue act by turning figures of 7 for 63. He made sure that the visitors were all out for 241 to keep Lancashire's run chase to within manageable proportions. Glamorgan fell short in their pursuit of 221 and were all out for 177 to have Hampshire victory in Cardiff. James Tomlinson took 5 for 44, helped reduce the host to 58 for 5. Murray Goodwin and Mark Wallace then added 80 for the 6th wicket. Danny Briggs took 3 wickets to help up the innings. And Kent replied strongly to Gloucestershire's mammoth 562 for 5 on day 2 at Cheltenham. Opened Sam Northeast and Rob Key both past 50 and 105 for the first wicket. Northeast ended on 79 as Kent reached jumps on 165 for 2. Alex Skidman had earlier brought up his maiden double 100 and Hamish Marshall 23rd 100 as the home side continued their run fest. The two took their fourth wicket stand to 168, with Benny Howe then unbeaten on 34 of 23 balls when they finally declared.